What can truly ignite the fire in you to admire something so incredible, to want, to think about, to be passionate about, to love? What can that be?
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message: that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. At the age of 3, he began inspiring audiences in India. And at the age of 8, he took on the commitment of bringing to the world a message of peace and offering a practical way to attain it. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. From large cities to remote villages, millions of people around the world come to him for inspiration and guidance. Today, he continues to travel the world, bringing his message to new audiences and inspiring those already familiar with his message of peace. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
I have been observing how people use words. And there has been a shift, for sure. Love, like. Where the word should be like, people start using the word love. And those are just words. What difference does it make? But if you start believing it, just by this virtue, if you say it enough times, I love my car, I love my car, I love my car, I love my car, maybe you start believing you really love your car. But you can't really love your car. You can like your car. And in the same token, you ask people, well, what is your passion? Oh, I just love gardening. That's my passion. Okay, that's your hobby. You like it. You know, it isn't like if you were dying, you would go, no, I've got to be in the garden. Don't take me to the hospital. You like it. You enjoy it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy it. When I take pictures, light is everything. But when I see that beautiful painting, and if it inspires something in me, then I want to do something that also inspires that in me. To me, just to read the words is a little bit like having a sticker on your refrigerator, smile, it's a wonderful day. No. I want to smile because I want to smile. And it is not so much that I want to smile, but I want something in my life that makes me smile. That I want in my existence something that I can truly be passionate about. I mean, whatever it is that I need to be passionate about, I need for that thing to be really real. Not a figment of my imagination. So what is it? What is it that's truly real? That's amazing. That's incredible. That's not imagination. That's a lot of strong tests to pass It has to be real. And not only does it have to be real, but it has to be amazing. And then, to unleash. Because I feel that it isn't, passion isn't one of those things that you generate. No, you unleash. It's already there in you. And you open the gates. And it comes pouring out. It's there. That every human being has a capacity to love. I'm talking about not just love, the ultimate love. That every human being has this capacity. All the things placed in front of it may inspire some amount of love, but the right thing placed in front of it would make it dynamically just explode. Infinite passion, if you will. This is every single human being's capacity. We have traits. We have certain natures. We have the ability to feel pain. When something painful is placed in front of us, what it triggers is pain. When our hopes and our dreams and our ideals and our little castle of sand, when somebody comes and plays with it, we don't like it. We don't like it. When hope is taken away, we don't like it. When hopelessness is placed in front of a human being, it just triggers pain. People, I don't want pain. Okay, fine. I agree. But where do you want to be? Because wherever it is that in your head you have decided you want to be may be more painful than what you're getting out of. You don't know that. You don't know that. It's like being in a bog. And you're sinking and you go, I want to be over there. That's even more liquidy over there. You'll sink faster. What do you want? Do you know what drives you? Do you know your nature? Do you know what inspires you? Do you know what is this thing that doesn't like pain? Do you know that? Do you know this thing that wants you to feel in peace? And not a conjured up peace, not a peace that is of somebody's imagination, but real peace. Why? Why are you attracted to truth? What truth? What truth? What is this truth business? This microphone is black. The chair I'm sitting on is gray. Is that truth? Of course it's true. Right? Wrong? What? So you felt peace? You felt that salvation? That truth is supposed to, did you feel free? Were you freed in that moment? When I said, this microphone is black, let me add, this microphone is flat black. This chair is almost neutral gray. Almost, not quite. So, are you free? You feel free now? Did you see God? You see, that's maybe true, but that's not the truth. The truth will set you free. If our consciousness was plugged into that, that it would bring not just joy, but supreme joy. Tops. Joy unparalleled. And me thinks that that's what we should be passionate about. That if we were, the floodgates would open. Reasonings would not be needed but to understand the ultimate truth. Because the ultimate truth is so simple, my friends. It's so simple that you have to be utterly simple to be able to understand it. Incredibly simple. How simple? How simple? With the heart of a child. What does a child have that you don't? I mean, you know, you have more of everything. You're older, more hair, some. I mean, what? What does a child have that you don't? You're sophisticated. You have a lot of ideas. You have a lot of concepts. You've seen the world. You know, you've been under the hammer a few times, a little bit seasoned behind the ears. Gosh, I would think that you would be far more suited. But what is this? What is this? You're not called into it, but quite the reverse. Someone with the heart of a child. So what is this thing that a child has that you don't? The child has simplicity. You don't. Therefore, you do not qualify. So if you want to experience that passion, you will have to have a heart of a child. That means not doing. It means undoing. But people think it must be doing, because everything in your life is doing. Want to become simple? What do I do to become simple? Undo. What book do I read? Give me a book, quick! I gotta go to that self-help section. And find a book so I can do something. Isn't it about doing? No, it's about not doing, it's about undoing. Look at your bag. All your life, you have gone, picked up things, and put in that bag. Picked up things, put in that bag. Picked up things, put in that bag. But have you actually ever opened the bag and taken a look at the contents? Because I guarantee you that if you were to look at the contents of that bag, probably 90% is garbage. I'm being conservative here. I don't want to really hurt anyone's feeling. So I threw in 90%. You got a 10% margin, there's precious things in there. Tell me, traveler, do you really know where you're going? And this is why you have an accurate idea of what it is that you're going to need? Or just a wild guess? Because one day, this bag will become not an asset, but a liability. You won't be able to pick it up. And you won't be able to leave it behind. This is what happens. This is what happens. Freedom is there. It does not need to be created. It is from the very things that we have placed, the burdens that we have placed upon our very own shoulders. No one else did it. We did it ourselves. Are the very things that bog us down on this path of life. And is this road straight? Is this road hilly? Is this road what? What kind of road is life? What kind of road is life? Then let me tell you. Some parts are definitely hilly. And some parts are just flat. And some parts actually have a nice gentle slope, and some parts way too much slope, slippery. And no, don't bring 10 pair of shoes. That's not what you want to do. That's not what you want. Walk. And the key to walking is not measuring how fast you are walking, and the key is not to measure how many miles more to go, and not the key is not to measure how many miles you have come, but the key to walking this walk is to enjoy every single step you take. No, not one, and not two, and not three, but every single step you take, you've got to enjoy it. This is how it's nice. Human being is an incredibly fine, sensitive experiencing instrument. I mean, first of all, here we are, and this biggest organ, which is on the outside, our epidermis, our skin, feels. Oh, it doesn't just feel. It feels different things differently. I mean, there's our fingertips. Then there's the palm. The palm feels a little differently than the fingertips. The back of the hand feels too, but differently. And then we have eyes. And you know what they do? What do eyes do? They see. They react to light. And do you know what you do? You take that light that is falling into these eyes and you convert it into a feeling, an experience. I like that. Ooh, that's gross. Everything. Oh yeah, the taste. Food, I mean food. You have all the logic in the world. And your logic should say, hey, it doesn't matter if it tastes good. What you need is these nutrients and this and this and this and No, not human beings. We do the most illogical thing you can possibly imagine. We want that wheat to taste as good as it can get. Because that feels. And the water. And the tea. You don't need tea. You don't. But you found, not you, but your ancestors somewhere, our ancestors, found this leaf that if you dried it and then boiled it, and put just the right amount of sugar and the right amount of milk and the right temperature, it tasted really good. And when that good taste went in your mouth, you went, That's how it is. The Italians. Finicky about the pasta. El dente. Why? You know what's gonna happen to this stuff? And when it comes out, it doesn't matter if it's el dente. Oh no. But when it's going in here, it has to be perfect. Why? Because it feels so good. That's the tool you are. Place in it that truth that resides in you, and it will sing out. The most incredible ecstasy. That is the ultimate, ultimate passion. Place this instrument. You can play the nuances, unbelievable. It's resonance, it's gratitude, contentment, peace. Joy. These are the notes of this instrument when it's played right. Play it with the passion it deserves, and you too will hear sounds emanating from this that you have been yearning to hear all your life. Fortunately or unfortunately, till you play it, that yearning will never go away. And if you do play it, that yearning will simply increase. And in my book, when something is like that, that without it, the yearning never goes away, and with it, the yearning increases, then this is the most accurate description of true passion. And that's the passion you need in your life. Anything else is shortchanging this instrument. Shortchanging this instrument. It's fine. It's beautiful. It's incredible. It's sensitive. It feels. It feels. It feels. It feels during the day. It feels during the night. When you don't feel good, it just wants to feel good. And when you feel good, it wants to feel good even more. Then this is the passion you should have. Do not compromise. One life. One life. One life.